old band, and they've got a place in the garage up there where they put their oats most time now. But they used to put them, they had a field just like a house, just a building about the size, bigger than this, a little bigger than this.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the upper part of a barn?
Loft.
Okay, and what's that used for?
That's for the hay and whatever you want for that thing.
What about a large collection of hay outside? What's that for?
We never did do. We didn't we didn't have that much hay. But what do they call that?
Haystack.
Haystack. Mm-hmm. Haystack.
Did you ever see one with four poles and a sliding roof? A haystack that had a covering over it?
No.
They don't have that. How about something smaller than a haystack when you have a haystack,
they feed that out first before they go to barn. Mm-hmm. See? Before they take anything out of the barn, they have to get it out of the weather, don't you see what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes when you're haying, you put the hay first in the smaller pile or collection.
Well, you put them windrower now.
Yeah.
And then they come along when they've got the machines, you know, that bales it, it goes, picks it up off of the field.
They're called windrows before.
Yeah, they call it windrows. Rakes put it in windrows. Mm-hmm. They pulled it all over and put it.
What's a rick?
A rick?
Yeah. Is that a small stack?
Rick of hay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you'd call it that.
They call them chops.
Chops.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They put it in shops. You used to put it in shops. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's what I get. How about a shelter for cows?
Well, we had a shed that's off of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
That was where our cows come in when it's bad weather.
Right.
We called it just a cow shed.
Okay. How about something for hogs?
Well, the hogs had a root hog or die. They had sometimes we'd build a little pen down there if we had a sow with pigs or something like that, or young hogs. Well, we'd build a little house out there to keep them so they'd get in out of the wind and cold. And we just called them hog house.
Okay. And that was like something like the cow shed, except smaller.
That's right.
They did have a cover roof over it, a cover?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, had a cover.
How about a shelter for horses?
Well, they stayed in the barn.
Okay. Did you ever use the term stable?
Yeah. Used to stay, that's all I know, stable for years, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they got calling it the barn.
Okay. How about a place where cows are staked, or they don't stake any longer, but staked or penned for milking? Special place for milking the cows.
Oh, they call that, now you're getting into the dairy part of it now. You ought to go out here to Bid Anderson's and look at that.
Extension.
Huh?
Extension.
Yeah. Did you ever use a term like a cow pen or a coven or a milk gap, any of those terms?
Oh, yeah, we used to milk, my mother used to milk the milk gap out there in the country all the time.
No?
She wouldn't let one of us boys man milk the cat.
Now, is that part of the barn?
No. As it's down in where we pass them down to, at the bars.
Uh-huh.
We go down there with her a lot of times.
Down at the what now?
Bars. Uh-huh. They had bars, cause for that thing being and out.
Uh-huh.
Just had slip bars in there.
Uh-huh.
Had a thing over here to hold it, and one over here to hold it, and just slip a bar in there to keep the cows.
And this was down out in the pasture?
Yeah, that was the age of the pasture.
I see. Okay. Now how about something near the barn where the stock is kept and fed?
A barnyard.
Yeah.
Barnyard.
Okay. Do you ever use the term there, like a cow lot, or is that at all common to you?
No, we don't. They have car lots in these bigger places, mm-hmm. like I was telling you about here on north.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have cow lots, but we don't have them
here. Do they grow any cotton around here?
No.
Okay. And so, but you know what they call that undesirable, that weed-like grass that grows in a cotton field? You never worked with cotton at all.
I don't know. Okay.